Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We are going to welcome up Wentz Valentin, UAW Region 9 Political Director. Give it up for Wentz.
All right. Good evening. I'm Wentz Valentin III, Political Director of UAW Region 9. And it's truly an honor to be here with you tonight, standing on behalf of our union family, our membership, and working people across Buffalo and Western New York. I want to talk to you tonight not just as a labor representative, but as someone who believes deeply in the promise of this city and the strength of our communities and in the power of leadership that puts working people first. The other day while I was out canvassing for Sean, someone asked me a question, a simple one, but one that stuck with me. They said, why do labor unions get involved in elections? And the question at its core is about what kind of future are we fighting for? My answer was this: labor unions like the UAW don't just represent workers at the bargaining table, we represent workers in the halls of power. We engage in politics because our works, our rights, and our dignity didn't stop at the plant gates or office doors. They extend into policies, laws, and leadership that shape every part of our lives, from wages, healthcare, education, housing, and public safety. Unions like ours advocate for policies, raise standards for all workers, union and non-union. We fight to protect the rights we've won and advance the causes that make life better for working families. And to do that, we need people in office who don't just understand our fight, but who stand with us in it. Sean Ryan is one of those people. Sean has been a true champion for labor, someone who doesn't just show up for a photo op, but someone who shows up when it counts. In the UAW, we call elected officials who truly stand with us champions. And Sean, you've earned that title time and time again. Sean's record in the New York State legislature tells the story. He stood up for working people. He's brought resources from home to Buffalo and Western New York. He supported legislation to expand labor protections and fund public infrastructure. He's invested in apprenticeship programs and good-paying union jobs. He's backed policies that protect the right to organize, to collectively bargain, and he's done it not just because it's popular, because it's right. Now, I've known Sean for many years, and I can tell you that this is someone who carries the concerns of everyday people with him wherever he goes. He listens, he engages, and most importantly, he acts because he knows when labor wins, Buffalo wins. When working families do well, our neighborhoods thrive. Sean's commitment to labor isn't just about jobs, it's about justice. It's about making sure no one is left behind as our city grows. And that's why I'm proud to say tonight, Sean, organized labor has your back today, and we'll have your back in November. As the votes come in tonight, we prepare for the road ahead. We must remain united, not just as Democrats, not just as union members, but as a community. We are the firewall against the forces that will divide us on a delay progress. And I truly believe that Sean Ryan is the right leader at the right moment for every worker, every family, and every neighborhood in the city of Buffalo. This is our city, this is our moment, and Sean Ryan is ready to lead Buffalo forward for all of us. Let's stand with Sean, let's stand with each other, and let's build a better Buffalo we all deserve. Thank you.
Thanks, Wentz. We're gonna bring up Denise Abbott, the president of the Buffalo Central Labor Council.
Good evening, everybody. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Denise Abbott. Labor is in the house. I have the honor of serving as the president of the Buffalo Central Labor Council. It is a body of more than 90,000 union workers fighting for economic and social justice in all its forms here in Erie County. Tonight, we are going to have a victory. With that, I want to extend my deep and sincere gratitude to the union affiliates and the community allies who have worked very hard on this campaign. We have worked to build a winning coalition. So many of you in this room tonight, and many more are at home with their families or resting before tomorrow's 12-hour shift, I want to say thank you for walking door to door, for making those phone calls. Thank you for putting in the effort on this campaign. When our labor council endorsed Sean, the support was overwhelming. Our volunteers, in just a few short weeks, worked to knock on the doors of nearly 4,000 union households. We made nearly 20,000 phone calls to union members to let them know why Sean Ryan deserved their vote. Tonight, when we are victorious, it will be an affirmation of that hard work and yet another reminder that in a proud union city like Buffalo, the organized labor movement is a principal force for positive change. The working class doesn't belong to one party. We're a diverse, inclusive movement centered on uplifting hardworking families, increasing safety in the workplace, and creating an economy that works for all of us, not just for the millionaires and the billionaires that think they own us. Far too many years, wealthy developers and the politically connected have had a friend in City Hall. We have no doubt that Sean Ryan will disrupt that corruption and not only be a true champion for the workers that call Buffalo home, we know that he will be the most pro-union mayor our city has ever seen. So thank you to all of the union workers, everybody who came out. We worked our asses off. Thank you, and we'll be cheering a little while. Thanks, guys.
All right, everybody, let's give it up for Janita Everhart, Buffalo Public School Board member.
Hey, New Buffalo. Are y'all ready for a new Buffalo, a new mayor, and a new legacy for the city of Buffalo? When I first met Sean Ryan and I decided to come on to the campaign, he asked me what I was concerned with. And of course, I am concerned with the east side of Buffalo and how it's been left behind. I started telling him about my idea to bring Jefferson alive and make it a new business strip. And he said, well, what we have to do first, we have to infill the streets going into Jefferson in order to make Jefferson a new place. And I said, okay, you can be my mayor. So this is such an exciting night. Everybody worked so hard thank you to just everybody on the East Side who believed in the mission, believed that there can be a brighter day for us in City Hall and make our city a better place.
And I'm going to welcome up Niagara District Councilmember David Rivera.
Are you all excited here today? This is a great day for the city of Buffalo. We had a great candidate. Let's hear it for the candidate. He worked every area of the city, East Side, West Side, North, all over the city, reached out to all sections, LGBTQ. He reached out to the block clubs. He reached out to the business community. And yes, he knocked on doors and listened to the people of the city of Buffalo. And they responded. I want to thank Team Sean Ryan. They did an extraordinary job. Does everybody want to be part of that team? If you know somebody that wants to join that team, they can join the Sean Ryan team right now. Thank you all.
All right, everybody. I'm going to welcome up Larry Dupree, Erie County Legislator, and Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Council Member.
Oh, good evening, everybody. This is a great night. I am so excited for tonight. It is so beautiful to see so many different people, from the community to the union to my unity family. This is just a beautiful thing. But this also shows about the man that Sean Ryan is, that he's brought together all these groups, and we're together with one vision. And that's something we should applaud, because this is a great day. I'm just so proud to be a part of this. Sean has the vision, the backbone, and experience that I know is going to help Buffalo. As I've gone through this process with him and the things that I've learned, I'm very confident in the person he is and the person and the things he's going to do moving forward. So I'm just happy to be up here in my first year of being a legislator to be a part of this change. Sometimes the change doesn't have to take forever. And I feel like we're on a new day now. So thank you. And I also want to make sure to say thank you to Sean's team. Besides Sean Ryan, everybody works so hard. And we should give him a hand again, because we know how this is. But thank you all so much for coming here tonight. And I want to have council member.
Thank you, legislator. Let's go, Buffalo! I can feel it in the house now. I was really excited to be able to text the senator and say that the breaking news headline said Sean Ryan, intern, thinks that he's going to win this race. I now believe, as his former intern, Sean Ryan is on his way to become the mayor of Buffalo. Yeah. I first met the senator when I was 21 years old. I was a senior in high school. Jesus. Could you tell my nerves are shot? And I had met him because two of my LGBT friends were having a house party for him, and they said, you need to come and meet one of the most progressive state lawmakers we have in our region, because he stood up for us when no one else would, when it was not popular. I then left to then become his intern and graduate from Buff State, and I have been from the ground up working with Sean Ryan, and he taught me, I feel like I learned more from him than I learned from college, to show that you have to be a critical thinker, you could be sophisticated, to do your homework, to do your research. And Sean Ryan is going to be a mayor that understands you work with the Common Council. The Common Council does not work for the mayor of Buffalo. He'll respect the council's prerogative by working with us to deliver real results, real tangible results, not just platitudes that we put on Twitter, but rebuild and fill housing, rebuild our downtown and urban core, and we can do it at the same damn time. We don't need to pit people against each other. We don't need to pit neighborhoods against each other. We don't need to pit elected officials against each other because, as David Rivera said, this ship welcomes everybody. We are bringing everybody into the tent. We're welcoming everyone into the campaign to build a new Buffalo with vision and sophistication and to bring us back into a competitive and world-class city. Let's go, Buffalo, and on our way to November.
All right, everybody, I'm going to need you to give a big round of applause for our campaign co-chair and state assembly member, John Rivera.
I'm going to say something cliche and quote Marv Levy. Where would you rather? Right here, right now. It's an incredible day. You know, 213 days ago, Sean Ryan stood right here at this podium and he announced that he was going to seek the office of mayor. 213 days that really feel like a lot more. But what's clear every step of the way, and every piece of mail we sent, and every door we knocked, and every call we made, that the city of Buffalo responded to a single message, and that is that Buffalo deserves better. It didn't matter what part of the city you're from, it didn't matter what your background was, it didn't matter anything else, but there is a core belief that we deserve better. A lot has been said about Sean, and a lot more will be said about Sean, but I'll take the moment to just truly acknowledge everyone involved in the campaign. It's a lot of people and too many to mention, but I'll say with this simple thought that candidates don't win elections. Teams win elections. Coalitions win elections. Building people up wins elections. Going to people that don't hear from candidates wins elections. And if we were going to try to win an election in a different way, we needed to approach it differently, where we went further than other people had gone, that we would go places and talk about things and think bigger, not just because we deserve better, but because people hadn't heard it before. And here we are, 213 days later, celebrating this victory of an amazing candidate, but truly the beginning of what I believe to be a movement. A movement where we don't shy away from our values. A movement where we work together to accomplish things. A movement where organized labor is foundational. A movement where coalitions are built from east to west side. And whether you're in Buffalo or in Albany or in New York City or in Washington, D.C., you are going to know Buffalo is a different place. In part because we're electing Sean Ryan, and in part because we are building a movement that will last. Thank you very much.
All right, y'all. I don't even think this next speaker needs an introduction because you all know her, but Miss State Senator April Baskin.
Single person in this room, of every single Buffalonian who cast their vote today to make Buffalo a better place for us all. 8 years ago, almost a decade ago, I was invited to Sean Ryan's house, unbeknownst to me, to be convinced to run for public office. And a lot of those people that sat at that table are here tonight. And they have worked together for a very, very long, long time to get good, qualified leaders elected to public office. I text the good senator this morning. I said, Sean, 8 years ago, I was welcomed into your home. I left welcoming you into my life, and ever since that moment, my life has never been the same. I'm a completely different person. I have different opportunities. My community is a better place. My children have a better life, and it's all because I allowed myself to go to pancakes at Sean Ryan's house and for him to be my friend. Today, 8 years later, there are single women, marginalized people, black people, people from all different walks of life who are now going to have a different quality of life because they decided to let Sean Ryan into their life. That's who Sean Ryan is. He changes lives and he's going to change this city. That coalition of folks, Maria White, Jeremy Toe, Sean Ryan, John Rivera, David Rivera, Mike LaCurdle, the list goes on, Sam Hoyt, these were a coalition of people from the west side of Buffalo who set out to make the community a better place. And I have to tell you, being their friend all these years, listening to all the stories, all the battles that they fought, all the victories that they've won, in all transparency, I've always felt like kind of a stepchild that married into the family late, or somebody that showed up to the party right after the DJ left. And I always hear these great stories of these great times, and I always feel like, man, I wish I could have been there. But throughout this campaign, throughout this primary season, I've been able to develop my own special stories to add to the group. And I believe that the most profound journey that I have been able to witness Sean Ryan beyond is that of his work inside of the east side of Buffalo. I have never seen someone come into a community that he's never been elected to represent before and assimilate and understand and show compassion like this man. Sean Ryan started out when we began visiting churches a couple of months ago like an awkward white guy from Lackawanna that only went to Catholic church. Today he is a Baptist preacher. The man preaches sermons. I think it's about time that we have a leader in this community that knows how to transform himself and to adapt to other communities, even if they don't look like him. I am very proud of East Buffalo, and I know you are going to have a good leader in Sean Ryan. Thank you for your vote. Thank you to Carrie for your work, Janita for your work, the Unity Coalition for your work, because that's not something that everybody's going to talk about, but I'm going to talk about it. Good work on the east side, Sean Ryan, because that was a heavy lift. The special story that now that I can be a part of the coalition, the special story that I can add is the story of going to church with Sean. We had conversations about his faith. We had conversations about his walk with God, and I just felt so close to him. It's so beautiful when you are a person of faith to watch someone grow in their relationship with God. And I believe that that is what a good mayor of Buffalo is going to need. You're going to have a lot of faith. And you're going to have to stand strong on that faith. And I appreciate the stories that now I can tell about going to church with Sean, who started out an awkward Catholic boy and is now a Baptist preacher. I am so proud of Buffalo, New York. I am so happy for Buffalo, New York. You may now address me as the senior senator from Western New York. Because my friend is gonna be the mayor of Buffalo! You guys, this energy is amazing. Keep it up. The DJ's gonna play some music. And when we come back, we're gonna welcome Jeremy Zellner, Mark Poloncarz, and the Sean Ryan!
Good evening, good evening, good evening. We're gonna be awaiting the candidate shortly. Right now, we wanna bring to the stage our leader, our chairman, the one who has led this party for years into a new direction, the one and only Jeremy Zellner.
Good evening. It's been a great night. I want to thank you all for being here. I just want to thank a few people. I don't have a lot to say tonight, but this process started last year for us. We had the toughest election of our lives in 2024, worked incredibly hard, and then we had to turn around and put a process together to pick the next mayor of the city of Buffalo. And it was a long process. We had three conventions across the city, and we worked really hard and took that info and made Sean Ryan work his butt off to talk to committee members across the city of Buffalo. So I just want to start by thanking our staff at the Erie County Board of Elections, the best board of elections in the state of New York. I want to thank our Erie County Democratic Committee staff led by Tori Washington. I want to thank Emily Dickey, Caleb Casper, Tom Clark. We have some great, young, talented people working in our party. And I want to also just recognize a few of the folks working with Sean Ryan, Janita Everhart, John Rivera, Sean Cooney. I'm so proud of those three people for working so hard. Becca Castaneda, Manny Thompson, Rory McClanahan, Max Bowman, Nick Belling. A lot of strong, talented, great people. I've worked incredibly hard over the last, I think, 13 years now to build a party that's inclusive, that brings strong leadership to this county. You saw it earlier with Senator Baskin. You see it with Assemblymember John Rivera. You're going to see it with Senator Sean Ryan in a few minutes. But the person I want to bring up to the stage right now is someone who epitomizes public service, who's taken the shots, who's stood in the fire for this community and done the right thing time after time after time, our county executive, Mark Poloncarz.
Good evening, my fellow Buffalonians. I haven't seen a crowd this happy since 2011, when we sent Chris Collins to the dustbin of history. Now, first off, I want to give credit to all the candidates who've run in races. As someone who's run in quite a few races in my day, it is not easy to run for public office, and it's even tougher today than it used to be, because you are putting yourself on the line, and you are also taking time away from your family. So I ask everyone to give a round of applause to all the candidates who ran for mayor in the Democratic line, as well as the other candidates who ran in races across our county today. It takes a lot to enter the field, to be the man in the arena, as Teddy Roosevelt said. And I just appreciate everyone doing that, because there's nothing better than public service. And when we talk about public service, I think about a true public servant, and that is my friend, Sean Ryan. You know, I've known Sean for a long time. I kind of rib him and kid him, because He's like myself from Lackawanna, but he's a couple years older. And I see some of our friends in the crowd from our Lackawanna days. And if you know what it was like growing up in Lackawanna in the mid-80s, it was not easy. And it taught us about being together for our community. It was at that time when Bethlehem Steel closed. And thousands upon thousands of our parents and our friends' parents lost jobs. And we realized that we have to fight for each other as a community. Because if we don't fight for each other as a community, no one will fight for us. That's exactly what my friend Sean Ryan has done throughout his entire career. He's fought for the underprivileged. He's fought for those who've had to deal with terrible landlords when he practiced law. He fought as an assembly member to bring the projects that make a difference in our community here. And trust me, it's not easy, even as a Democrat from Buffalo, when you got to deal with all our friends from New York City. But Sean was able to deliver as an assembly member. He also, of course, has been a strong leader in the Senate. A lot of folks get criticized when they go to Albany, but there's one person that I know of who's been there for quite a few years who does not get criticized by those who talk about good government, who talk about what government should be, and that's Sean Ryan. That's the kind of leader that Sean Ryan will be as our next mayor. This was a decisive victory. Now is the time for Democrats to come together. The Republicans are fielding a candidate. We've seen the money that they've already put in the race to try to defeat Sean. But we're not going back. We're moving forward with a bold vision for tomorrow for our community. I'm looking forward to a partner that not only I can call friend, but that I will call our mayor. And there is no one, no one who's better suited to go into that position than my friend, our next mayor of the city of Buffalo, Sean Ryan.
This is incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tonight, the people of Buffalo, in every neighborhood, in every corner of our city, had said loud and clear that Buffalo deserves better. Oh, what a journey it's been. We started here, and we're going to end it here. I want to thank everybody who turned out for tonight's election. Thank you to those who put their faith in me. It's an honor of a lifetime to be the Democratic nominee for the mayor of the city of Buffalo. And to those of you who did not vote for me tonight, I hope to earn your support and your trust in the months ahead. Yes. We all know that the rhetoric of campaigns, it can get a little hot sometimes, but I want to extend my hand to anybody who wants to join to make a better Buffalo, to join together with passion to make our city a better place. I know you all know this, but I will be a mayor for all of Buffalo, a mayor who brings us all together, because I know we need to unite Buffalo, not just as Democrats, but as Buffalonians. We need to unite every neighborhood across the city. We need together to work together to realize the vision that we all know is possible. When we work together and we have good government, anything is possible. And I believe that with all my heart. And that's what's driven this campaign from day one. To my fellow candidates in this race, I want to thank each of you for the vigorous discourse we've had about the city's future. On the way down here, I received a phone call from Acting Mayor Scanlon, congratulating me on my victory tonight. And to that, I say thank you, Chris. Boy, we've spoken at forums, we've spoken at debates, we've done town halls, we've listened to the needs of the people, the hopes, their concerns, but we all know we got to come together over the next few years. But this exchange of ideas, I've learned a lot. It's made me a stronger candidate. It's made me a better person, but it's furthered my resolve that we got to make Buffalo a better place. My campaigns have been about doing the basics right. You may have heard about it. Common sense, practical approach to government. But we also built this campaign by doing a lot of hard work. We knocked on a lot of doors. We made so many phone calls, too many to count. I apologize to people. I don't know how we got their cell phone numbers. But I want to thank every volunteer who worked on this campaign, who went out day after day and did the work. Thank you for all you have done, and I know you'll continue to work for this campaign. When we're out in the community, we hear the same thing over and over again. City Hall should be working hard to deliver results for every person, no matter what street you live on. We need to fix the basics. We need to plow the streets. We need to fix the community centers, open the swimming pool. We need to work with police and firefighters to keep our community safe. And yes, we need to fill the damn potholes. So thank you to everyone who's been on this journey with us. Thank you to my wife, Kathy, my daughters, Kate, Bridget, and Aaron. My aunts and uncles and cousins and nieces and nephew, thanks for taking this journey with us. I got a couple big thanks too, besides the family. Thank you to the Erie County Democratic Committee and our chair, Jeremy Zellner. I don't know where he is, but thank you so much, Chairman Zellner, for putting your faith in me. I truly appreciate it. Get up here, Jeremy Zellner. Let's hear it for Jeremy Zellner. Let's hear it for Mark Poland-Gars. Let's hear it for the Unity Coalition. the Working Families Party, OCAB of Buffalo, and every other group who put their energy into this campaign. But boy, I can't go through people one by one, but I got to give a special shout out. This campaign would not be where it is right now without one big group, and that group is organized labor. I'm so incredibly proud that you stood by my side every step of this way. I will not let you down as mayor. And campaign teams, they're made up of like 25-year-olds, and they eat Cliff bars, and they drink way too much coffee, and they never go home, and they never sleep. But let's hear it for the amazing campaign team who worked tirelessly day in and day out. And all the while this has been happening, we're still running the government office. So let's hear it for the team, the government team who runs the 64th District office day in and day out. Thank you for that, team. And you might have received a text or 20 asking for a donation to this campaign. So thank you to everyone who reached into their pocket and helped fund this campaign. Thank you to each of you who made those donations. Everyone who came together to support this campaign, because this campaign is about a little bit more than this campaign. It is about making a movement and building a movement to bring Buffalo forward. But it's been a labor of love. But we all love the city of Buffalo. We love the people of Buffalo. We love our neighborhoods, North, South, University, Niagara, Maston, Lovejoy, Fillmore, Ellicott, Delaware. No matter where you live in the city of Buffalo, better days are ahead of us. But tonight, we come together to celebrate. We come together for a united Buffalo. But we got a lot of work to do before November, because it ain't over, that's for sure. But now is the time for all Democrats in all of Buffalo to come together, because Buffalo deserves better. Thank you, Buffalo!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.